Good evening, Allfather. I'm very pleased to be your offering tonight. What do you mean, not again? This is my first nightly visit to you, and other than a handful of times that I've seen you in my life, this is our first real personal meeting. You've visited my school from time to time, or my church, and I've seen you at other special occasions, but it's the only time we've been alone, and it'll be the first time we've made it. Oh. Are you testing me on my knowledge of the scripture, Allfather? Then allow me to recite from the diary of Saint Phoebe, one of the blessed first mothers. This is from day 87 of the Holy Writing. So it is just us three women left and one man. It's not much to save the human race, but we'll have to make it work. At least we're geneticists. That's the only thing that allowed us to survive the plague, by rewiring our own DNA. Somewhat clumsy, it turned out. We all survived, but boy, did he ever survive. He was changed by the treatment. His aging was slowed down. It might have even stopped, which is maybe the only thing that will let the human race survive, because there was a trade-off. After the treatment, his body only produces sperm with X chromosomes. What that means is that every child he fathers will be a girl, daughters that he will, in turn, have to impregnate if the human race has any chance to survive. And it will only survive as long as he lives, because he is the last man in the human race. So, as disagreeable as it sounds to all of us, he will have to commit serial incest with his daughters and their daughters, and so on. We don't think we can ever restore his ability to have sons, but the retrovirus we used to cure ourselves also edited out all known genetic defects from our DNA. So hopefully, even that much inbreeding won't finish off what the plague started. So, if you're reading this, my daughter or granddaughter or whoever, well, this isn't a perfect solution, but it is a solution. I'm sorry that this is the fate we left you, but it is what it is. Amen. I always like reading that, Allfather, but I liked all of the writings of Saint Phoebe because I am her house and, of course, descended from her line. I'm her granddaughter, 27 times removed. I can name all of my female ancestors, even if it took me months to master memorizing it in school. My male ancestors are easier to remember because it's just you, all the way back. You're the giver of life and children. Blessed be your seed. It used to be that every girl's duty was to lie with you and have as many daughters as possible to regrow the human race. But now, there are so many sisters in the world. There is not time for you to attend to all of these women personally. Instead, your seed is harvested by the trained hands of the Order of the Genetic Sisters, and many, many women are artificially inseminated each year with your seed. It is very efficient and has allowed the human race to spread across the world again. But the Church of Allfather still likes to observe the old rituals, even if it seems to vex you sometimes. That is why the best and brightest of your daughters vie for the privilege of being offered to you personally. There is prestige in being an offering, or in being born from a genuine mating with the Allfather. In fact, I come from an unbroken line of natural insemination. I was overjoyed to discover that I would be able to continue that trend and pass along that privileged birth to my own daughter. You will take me, won't you, Allfather? I would have your child one way or another, but naturally is the best, I think, and I do so want to feel a penis inside of me. Of course, I've been with some women, sisters and cousins many times removed, all descendants from you and the first mothers, but you have something they could never offer me, your cock and your sperm. You wouldn't send me away, would you, Allfather? I bragged to everyone I knew about this night. I could not face them again with my virginity intact or with a belly that did not slowly swell over time. Perhaps you have grown tired of impregnating your daughters, generation after generation. I know sometimes you do not take offerings for years at a time. They say that you, for some reason, feel guilty for what you do. But it is your duty as the giver of life and love, so you always return to it. Without you, the human race would die off in a generation. I know that you've done this millions of times, but I've never done it once, and it would really mean a great deal to me if you'd take your humble daughter and give unto her a daughter of her own. Maybe even more than one, because I hope to please you enough that you'd call this daughter back at least once more to make more daughters. But I would settle for just one mating and one daughter. So many girls compete to be offerings, but I'm smarter than most and prettier. I have excellent genetics. I'm very athletic as well, which should help in the lovemaking, and I love you with all my heart, Allfather. But what I feel with my heart, I want to show with my entire body. I stand in front of you in the ritual robes of offering, Allfather. I made these myself with the same loving care I would show your cock. Perhaps our daughter will choose to wear them herself someday if she earns the right to be an offering. But until then, I will cherish them almost as much as what we are about to do together. For now, though, I will undo these ribbons and clasps, holding it closed, and let it fall to the floor of your chambers. And now, I am naked before you, Allfather, perhaps looking more beautiful and perfect than I have in my entire life. Hours were spent on my hair and makeup and everything. I must be made the best possible gift for you so that I might be worthy of your gift to my womb. They told me what you like, Allfather. It's been passed down from mother to daughter for generations now. Once a girl is selected as an offering, things you ask for or respond to in bed, I will happily do any of them with you, or even something new, if the centuries have left you wanting something else. But I hope that you have not tired of one thing at least, because I'm looking forward to it most of all. Allfather, is it okay if I call you Daddy? It is an ancient term, from time before the beginning, even older than you, some say. It once applied to every father before there was an Allfather. But allow me to quote the scriptures again, from day 153 of the diary of Saint Phoebe. Well, I accidentally called him Daddy last night in bed. It was kind of a thing with me and a former boyfriend. Now I guess it's a thing between me and him. I mean, I could tell it made him feel weird when I did it, especially given what his future holds. Far too soon, it won't be role-playing when one of his lovers calls him that in bed. But I could tell it turned him on, and it turned me on. Despite how I told myself this wasn't going to become personal, we're just trying to save the human race, damn it. None of us should be enjoying this as much as we end up doing. Maybe it's just the stress we're under and the responsibility of saving the human race, or maybe the plague or the cure we created for it somehow made us enjoy sex more. The science doesn't really back up the last one, but I like the idea better than admitting that I might just really like fucking him, because I don't. It's just because we need to have babies. Except I'm pretty sure I'm already pregnant. I could confirm it with a simple test, but then, without that uncertainty, I couldn't justify spending every third night with him. Besides, Tess can be wrong. Better safe than sorry, right? Amen. That reading is not common knowledge. Not even within the line of Phoebe. It is a treasured secret, as I have said, and some say it is why St. Phoebe's descendants make the best offerings. I will fall to my knees now in front of you all, Father. I wish to offer you a prayer, and by prayer, I of course mean a blowjob, which is said to be your favorite method of foreplay and prayer. I just humbly ask that if you decide to come into my mouth, you allow me to stay with you until you are able to come in my pussy as well. Let me undo your pants, all Father. I shall save calling you Daddy for the right moment, so that it does not lose its effect. I must just unbutton your pants and unzip them and then pull them down. Is that the sacred cock? It is even more beautiful than the carvings and murals in the temples led me to believe. But nothing could compare to the glory of seeing it in person. Like the other girls, I often touched that part of you on your statues. Most had been worn smooth by many years and many years of curious hands. But that was cold stone or metal. This is warm, even hot flesh. It throbs within my soft, caressing touch. Now, take my prayer, all Father, offered lovingly from my lips, painted just the way you like them. I have the characteristic mouth and quirky smile of the daughters of Phoebe, which has always found favor with you. I hope that my humble prayer shall be accepted by you. All Father, giver of all life, wielder of the sacred cock and balls, I'm not worthy to accept your seed, but I will take it happily. Just as happily, I will try to give you pleasure with my lips and tongue and my gentle hands. Is my prayer acceptable to you, all Father? You grow even harder in my mouth until you rival the countless statues erected to your erection. Perhaps I'm not as talented as the hands and mouths of the geneticists who harvested the sacred sperm for insemination, but I think you like it all the same. I haven't been raised to do it all my life like they are, but I'm very, very eager to please you. Mm-hmm. Are you eager to please me, Allfather? Are you eager to please your daughter? Are you ready to make love to me, Daddy? You may take me in any way that you wish, in any position, but my favorite part of the scripture are the drawings of when you deflowered Fiona, firstborn of you and Saint Phoebe, the first of the first daughters. She was on her back, and you were on her front, in what is called the missionary position. I would look into my daddy's eyes as he takes me and breathes me, if it pleases the all. I mean, if it pleases daddy to do so, then he can look into my pretty, happy face at the same time. Carry me, daddy. Carry me as you carried Fiona and countless daughters before then. It is virtually part of the offering ritual now, especially among the line of Phoebe, who have always been your special little girls. Thank you. You are so strong, Daddy, even with as long as you have lived. You look just as you do in pictures of the first mothers, even though they have long gone to heaven and wait there to welcome their descendants, but not you, Allfather. Because you are eternal. You must be, or the human race will end. But not today. I will do my part to help it continue, even as you lie me down gently on your bed. You've gone through so many beds throughout the centuries, and stained so many sheets scarlet with the offerings of your daughters. Maybe I will just be yet another offering to you, in a century or two, but I hope to make myself memorable to you. I tremble as you get on top of me, Daddy, and I cry a little, but not out of fear. It is out of joy. I have wanted this my entire life, just as so many girls do, but now my dream is finally about to become true because you will be coming in me and giving me a naturally conceived daughter. My legs have opened to you every bit as much as my heart has, Daddy. Not all of our daughters have mated with you so enthusiastically over the years, but all did it willingly as they knew it was their duty. But like most girls, I want this, Daddy. I want it more than anything. I feel the sacred cock pressing against my pussy, and it fills me with such pleasure to know we are so close to mating. Put it in me, Daddy. Put your cock in your little girl because she needs to be fucked so badly, and she needs your baby, Daddy. Take your virgin sacrifice and help continue the human race. It's going in, Daddy. The head of the sacred cock pushes into me, stretching my virgin pussy as it takes what belongs to it, as it takes my virginity. Oh, Daddy. We're doing it. We're making love. We're fucking. Just as all of the women in my family have done, back to the beginning, reading the scriptures of the first mothers and the writings of your daughters didn't prepare me for how good this feels. Some said the first time hurts, but this is nothing but pleasure. Even as you begin to move yourself in me and I move underneath you in return, all I feel is bliss, and your cock, of course, filling me completely. I would do this with you even if it weren't my duty, Daddy. But even if the human race didn't depend upon incest to survive, I love my daddy so much. To let him do whatever he wants to me, whenever and however he wants to do so. You can take me in any position, Daddy, or any opening, even if it means wasting your sperm on not impregnating me, but I wouldn't mind. Anything for Daddy now. Oh, harder. Oh, harder now, Daddy. I've trained for this moment for so long. So don't hold back. I want everything you could offer. I'm so wet. I wrap my arms and legs around you to pull you close to me, to pull my father farther inside me. I want to coax as much sperm out of you as I can while you ejaculate, so that womb is filled with your holy sperm. And I'll be sure to bear you a daughter. Come in me, Daddy. Come in another of your little girls, as you have since the beginning. And give me a little girl of my own that you may hopefully breed yourself someday. But first, you have to come in me. Impregnate me. Please, Daddy. Please, Daddy. Make me pregnant. Oh, Daddy. I'm going to come. And it's going to be so much stronger than I have ever come before. Come in me, Daddy. Daddy, come in your daughter. It feels so good. Oh, Daddy, your cock feels so good. Give me your seed and make me a mother to your new daughter. Thank you for the gift of your holy seed, All-Father. But I hope this offering was pleasurable to you and that I bear you a beautiful daughter. It is customary for the offering to go now, All-Father. You are a busy man, what with so many daughters to impregnate and being a god and all that. Although, it is not unheard of for the offering to spend the night with you as well. Sleeping in your arms with the hope of additional matings in the night or morning. Please, please let me stay, All-Father. I'll keep your bed warm all night, and should lust rise in you at any point, I will happily accept your cock again. I'm hopefully already pregnant between the timing of my cycle and the medicines I took, but St. Phoebe said, better safe than sorry. But trust me, All-Father, you definitely won't be sorry you let me stay all night.